Hi guys, it's Keaton here for the Cassathetic Podcast. I want to remind you to please use the Amazon banner link at the top of our website at castathetic.com for all of your online shopping needs. It costs you nothing extra, and the show gets a percentage of all the sales. Please bookmark it. And now, on to the show. Welcome to Castathetic. I am your host, Keaton Buse. Get ready. Grab your steady. Get on down to Lover's Lane after hitting the malt shop. Give them your varsity jacket and your class ring. Because we're setting the mood today, all right? It's like Back to the Future when Marty McFly goes to the back and nearly seduces his mom. We got 1950s prom style music going on with cinema hearts. And it's so good. So good. Makes you just feel reminiscent for a time you weren't alive in, but have seen in lots of movies. So, here's their first song. It's called Homework. I hope you guys enjoy it. This is Cinema Hearts, Homework. Welcome back. That was Homework by Cinema Hearts. Now, let's get to know the band. Let's go around, introduce yourselves, let them know what you play, what your voice sounds like.
I'm Eric. I play bass.
I'm James, and I play the drums.
I'm Caroline. I sing and play guitar.
So, what's the origin of Cinema Hearts? Where'd you guys get your start?
Cinema Hearts started in my bedroom. I was a singer. My brother, Eric, wouldn't play guitar with me, so I learned the guitar, and then I recorded some tracks, and then I wanted to start a band, so I asked my brother, Eric, to be in my band, and he said no, and then I made him, and then he said yes, and Eric's on bass, and then we found our friend James, and we started a band.
We just found him.
On the street.
You just sit in there.
Online.
Online.
Kicking
on Facebook.
The can. So you two are brother and sister. Did you guys, before Cinema Hearts and before you kept telling her no, did you play together at all beforehand?
Like
twice.
High school open mic nights.
Once. We played once.
Once. Yeah.
That was it.
And that was it. Because we don't like each other.
So you guys have a really unique sound because you don't really hear a lot of people kind of revitalizing that doo-wop sound and rock a lot. Where did that come from? What influenced that?
I mean, a lot of people on the East Coast say that. It's really big on the West Coast to have the surf and the garage rock and kind of a moodier doo-wop sound. So I listen to a lot of bands on Burger Records, and I listen to a lot of 60s girl groups, and I decided to make my own.
And combine the two.
Yeah.
It's almost like, I mean, I guess that plays into your name. The music's cinematic, and it gives you a great kind of sense of its feeling, because some songs you got to interpret the feeling on your own, but this, this music's great. Do you have any special way you write songs to kind of capture that?
I feel like I write songs when I'm going through some sort of emotional high or low. Something that's usually whenever I feel like a new feeling. I feel like Cinema Hearts is like a coming of age project or a coming of age movie. So anytime I felt like I was experiencing something in a new way or in a new perspective, it usually sparked some lyrics.
Do you have any special rituals you go through when writing? Like, I know some people, they have to write in a cabin in the woods where no one's around.
No, I'm not Bon Iver.
Any books like that?
Usually what happens is I'll have like a rhyme or a couplet in my head, and I'll just pop up, and then I just remember it, and from there I usually develop a whole song. I write it on my phone normally. I don't have a routine.
Now, the song Homework you guys first played, was there a story that went along with that song or a meaning?
That was actually, songwriting-wise, that was the first song I wrote where I wasn't trying to like sit around and like wait for my muse to come. I like literally forced myself to write a song. And it started out where I just wrote about what was going on around me, and then I was able to kind of create some structure out of that. So that day, it was, I think, hailing outside. My parents wouldn't let me go out, and I had homework to do, and I didn't want to do it. So then I made it much more interesting.
That's the whole song right there.
That's the whole song, but then it's also, I think within that, it was at a point in college for me where I was thinking a lot about how, like, what I guess college means today, especially, like, I guess in comparison to the era I make my music of, the 50s, 60s. I'm interested in that and taking old sounds but with new, like, ideas, I guess, or new,
like, a new perspective.
Like, yeah, like a new perspective, yeah. Like a new thing for someone to think and worry about.
Seeing that aesthetic, you were showing me a picture from the music video you're working on. You guys in the silver jackets, the Marty McFly 50s prom night.
Thanks to Mrs. Weinroth for making us these awesome jackets.
My mom made us some costumes for a music video we made recently.
What song is the music video to, and where did the idea of the look for that video come from?
It's for a song we didn't play today. It's going to be a secret for now. The idea,
music.
I had the idea for a while where I always wanted to recreate prom and the way I wanted to do it. I didn't want to call it a prom though, because I wanted it to be a little bit more like collegiate, like more my age. So I guess it's like
a social.
Yeah, it's a social. That's a good one.
Nah,
it's definitely not Hootenanny. It looked too classy for a Hootenanny.
Yeah.
Shindig's a little higher up than Hootenannies, but not by much. So let's move on to a segment we have on the show called Five Questions. I'm going to ask you five questions everyone gets asked. So get ready for them if you aren't already ready for them. So here it is. Cue the music. It's time for five questions. What is the worst gig you ever had?
This wasn't the worst gig we've played, but remember our first one, how terrible it was getting there just because of the weather?
Oh yeah, it was, the roads were icy. I forgot about that. And that's why I stopped playing shows in the winter.
Never have.
Like a bear
Never
going to
again.
Hibernation.
That's us.
What's the worst equipment malfunction you had on stage?
Well, over the summer, I broke a string on stage mid-song, and this was the first time it happened to me. And I was already like, kind of like on stage nervous. I didn't want to be interrupted by that. So I was like, whatever, like, I don't need that tone. We'll just keep going. And it sounded so bad. So then I literally like stopped the show like a diva. And one of our friends was kind enough to take my guitar and restring it, and someone else loaned their guitar to me. But it was like too low and I couldn't adjust the strap. I was so nervous. So I had to like balance it on a knee like a flamingo. But we got through the song and everyone thought it was cute. So
Eric and I got to jam for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, what was happening? Yeah. I think rhythm I was like jam. Doing a little spoken word. I don't remember.
What's the dirtiest or scariest place you've stayed on a tour?
Yeah. We haven't really gone on tour.
I mean, we camped out.
That was
dirty because we were outside, but
that would count.
That was dirty. Everyone was sweaty. We were in a gross tent. It was humid day and night.
It's true.
It was over the summer in like August.
Yeah.
So
you were with us that weekend, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, UMF?
Untitled, that's what I'm talking
UMF?
About.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a great time.
Yeah, but it wasn't so much
okay.
Like,
I mean, they
UMF
vacuumed
like
the grass, so it wasn't too dirty.
Yeah. I think it was the heat.
Yeah, it's the humidity.
The heat. What's the closest you've come to quitting music?
I mean, probably when I was starting, because no one wanted to be in my band. A lot of dudes online made fun of me.
Dicks.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I remember this was like before I got Eric to do it. So I was like starting from scratch. I didn't have any members. And I was posting online, like trying to find people, and no one wants to be in your band. I don't know what that is. I don't want to be in it. So I guess just that. And anytime a sound guy tries to explain things to me, because like I work in sound.
I don't really have anything, no.
Always love music.
I always have been playing music in different settings, you know, whether it's in school or whatever. So I'd never had a time where I would have quit music, but my focus always seems to shift. And with us, I've been with us for 2 years now.
I guess.
So it's been pretty constant.
I mean, I always figure, like, it's supposed to be fun, so if it stops being fun, then I'll just find something else to do.
Pretty much.
Not that hard.
I don't know if it's, like, really critting music, but I have to take, like, music majors got to take RL skills, sight singing, as a class in college. It's, like, after experience those classes, it makes you, like, rethink if you really want to, like, major in music. Yeah, it's do, re, mi every other day. But, like, after getting through that, you realize you, like, it's not as bad as you think. But yeah, it's not really my moment I want to like drop music. It's like it's the only thing I really do.
Drop the class,
so I can't really do anything else. That sounds kind of bad.
Me too, brother.
But there's lots of opportunities, I think.
That was nice. I want to put that on like my Pinterest.
What's your best memory together as a band?
I liked when we went on our little weekend tour. That was when we went down to Untitled.
3 shows in 4 days, I think. That was a lot of fun. We started off on a Friday night playing a coffee shop in Warrenton, Virginia.
Yeah, I think it was 2 shows. It was like not a lot of shows, but it was just fun to finally hit the road and just like get over my fear of sleeping in people's houses. that's for me.
I yeah, me too.
I haven't got anything.
All right.
It's been so many great moments, you know.
No like particular when, one stands
when you
out.
When we sass me in the studio, maybe.
Oh yeah, recording stuff's always fun. Just like hanging out in the studio, laughing at each other, you know, not in a bad way. Just getting ideas out, you know.
Eric's our mix engineer as well, and he loves to play over the takes where I make weird noises.
Those are funny.
All right. Well. Let's get on some more music. You guys have another song you played for us today. It's called Our Constellation. Is there a story behind that song?
I wrote it for one of my friends. She was at school a couple hours away, and I happened to go to college very close to in my hometown. And it was about the idea of how every time we were able to come together for winter break or summer break, it was like no time had passed. And that we kind of both trusted that our friendship would continue even though we were both making new friends and doing new things. Right? So, and we took astronomy class together, so that's why I made it about stars.
Aw. Well, here it is for you listening. It's Our Constellation by Cinema Hearts. Welcome back. That song you just heard was Our Constellation by Cinema Hearts. So you guys have a new music video coming out. You have a previous one that I think people should know about because it's great. It kind of takes place during that road trip, doesn't it?
It does take place during that road trip that I talked about.
And that's to Daydreaming, correct? Yeah. So, yeah, you're on the internet right now, probably. You have the internet in your pocket. Go look at it. It's cool. You can see my campsite in the background.
That's right.
That's me.
I know you're working on an album right now. How's the progress on that coming along?
I think it's going to be amazing. Because we're doing like a bunch of different stuff from last time. I have like more better understanding of what we're doing and like how I like how I want the songs to sound after like hearing them live and what I want it to sound like on this record. So I think it's going to sound really big and neat and cool.
It's more guitar solos.
And I'm very excited to work on it.
It's more rock and roll.
You heard it here. Big, neat, and cool. So stay tuned. Where can people get information about album releases? I mean, we all got social medias now. Go ahead, plug them.
Okay. We have our website, which is cinemahearts.com. And from there, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can sign up for the Cinema Hearts fan club's email list, where I sometimes send out cute stories.
And, you know, go there. I saw their merch section. They got cassettes, guys. Get the cassette. I got a couple shows to tell you about. First off, open mics. They're awesome. go to them when you can. Two great ones I like is every Tuesday night at Philadelphia Tavern in Old Town Manassas. Wonderful open mic run by a great group of guys. And then every Thursday night at Epicure Cafe. Beautiful open mics. So many great things you see at open mics where, like, people are performing new stuff, working on things. You know, it's fun to be a part of something. That's where you get it, the open mics. Two shows to tell you about. Two shows, one get together. First one, Aztec Sun is having their EP release at Songbird Cafe on December 10th. It's going to be such a good EP. It's going to be funky. It's going to be soulful. It's going to be great. So go check that out. Then on December 19th at Jam and Java is the Giving Gathering. It's a great collection of artists and vendors in the local area. You could get last minute Christmas gifts. Really easy. Like, they're cooler than the stuff you get at Target. And then we got Cassathetic Presents Showcase coming up in February, so stay tuned for that. More details are going to be released as it all comes together, but, you know, just mark that day off your calendar. You're not doing anything now. While you're online, please go Facebook, Instagram, like Cinema Hearts first and foremost, if you don't already, which you should. And while you're at it, throw Cassathetic a like. Follow Cassathetic on Instagram. Follow Cinema Hearts on Instagram. I found it really easy. You just search it. Just search it. That's all. Big thank you to Mark Ryder and Ken Barnum and Brian and Eric for helping us out today. And big thank you to Mark Ryder and Ken Barnum for producing and mixing and keeping us safe from Lord Zedd. That's right, Power Rangers movie plug. Boom. Big thank you to Bias Studios for having us. They got lovely facilities. If there's anything music you want to do, this is the place to do it. It'll sound great. Now there's one last song you guys played, which I really like this one. I like that little...
Oh, thank you.
It's great. It's Darling, Don't You Know. Anything you want to say about that one?
I think it was a song I wrote where... I would always get my hopes up for the people who are close to me, where I was always hoping, like, maybe they'll hang out with me today, maybe we'll do this, we'll do that. And then I would get let down very easily when they're like, couldn't hang out with me or they didn't respond. And then I later realized that's more like my doing, but I think it's about the kind of thing where it's like, you know, there's always a kind of person who's waiting around for their special someones.
This is Darling, Don't You Know by Cinema Hearts. I'm Keaton Buse. This was Cinema Hearts. I'll be back in a couple weeks with some more music. Have a great holiday season going into 2017. We'll get there. Don't worry. We got 1 month left. We're getting through this month, guys, and then we're done with this year. So here it is. It's Cinema Hearts' song, Darling, Don't You Know.
I've had some beautiful days. Yeah. darling, don't you know? Sometimes I miss you so. I wanna see your smile. I hope you'll come stay a while. And darling, can't you see how much you mean to me? It's fine, put me aside. You know I'll.